Peter Frampton here. Welcome to tonight's show. Please take as many photos or videos as you would like, only during the first three songs. Thank you. You won't need to flash or movie light, so please make sure to turn them off. If you are electronically deprived, like myself, please ask the person next to you how you do this. You might not even know them, I'm sure they'll know. And there's no need to text anyone during the show. I've already called your babysitter and told her that you'll be late tonight. So please turn your phone off. Enjoy the show in the moment, live here with me tonight. I'll see you in a few. Can't wait to play. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Good, good, good. It's very nice to be back here. You know we love it here. You guys are always so good to us and make us feel good. And about 47 years ago, I met Steve Miller. And we were both recording at the time with a great engineer producer called Glenn Johns in London. He did Led Zeppelin and the Stones and all those people, their first albums. And so I've got my mind on about two things now. I just watched, the first time I met him, this was when Steve was making his very first record. And I sat in amazement watching him sing some background vocals on this thing, and he just stacked it and made that Steve Miller choir that he does. He's amazing, right? And we played a couple of gigs. We played together over the years, obviously, and he'll tell you more about that later. The thing that we did a couple of shows a couple of years ago after we did this, and we just decided this was so much fun that we got to get a tour together and we can do the whole summer. So here we are! And here's a number. I really enjoyed doing this one. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, thank you for coming. So anyway, this is a true story that means that it actually happened. And it's not fake at all. That's as political as I can. So anyway, this song, what happened was I had this nasty sound on my bathroom window, and I pulled the shade up, and there was a large bird. I found out it was an American coot, about this big, right? And it had flown into my window and knocked itself out, and it just was sitting against the window going, help me. So I googled Sable Bird, and I got a very nice wildlife prevention saving person on the line, and she gave me how to do it. So I saved this bird, and the only thing about, thank you, but the difficult thing about this was she told me that this particular species of bird, which is about, you know, five or six of them, only, they don't take off from land, they only take off from water. So I said, you mean I can't just, I'm on the ninth floor, you mean I can't just lift it up and throw it off the balcony? She said, oh no, you would not save a bird that way, you'd kill it. So I had to box it up and take it to the river. I took it to the river! And I'm over here now, can you see me? I said, can you see me? Because I'm short anyway, but when I sit down, forget it. So, thank you, sir, I love that. Whatever he said, I'm sure it was a term of endearment. that one too, yes. So anyway, there's just one last thing I'd like to ask you to help us out. Seeing as I know when we do new songs, everybody goes, I think I'm going to get a t-shirt. But we'd really like you to sit and enjoy this one, as the words really do describe not only just saving a bird, but also the way we are today, and I'd like you to applaud at the end, as if we've just finished Do You Feel Like We Do, okay? Like that and louder. Thank you. So please stream that. Or buy it. Download it. Help me out here. This next one is one we've been doing for quite a few years because I always loved the song as soon as I heard Soundgarden do it. So it has an immense more meaning than it did a couple of months ago. But unfortunately, I've been talking, so thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. That we've lost Crystal now. So I'd like to dedicate this to Chris and his wife and his beautiful children.
Yeah.
Mr. Adam Lester on guitar. Play. Thank you so much. It's, I can tell you're into it now. I got it. In 1970, I went to the Bahamas, as Steve Martin used to say. You're much too old, young for that. But I went down there to write an album in 3 weeks, and. The first 2 weeks, I goofed off and I partied every night with Alvin Lee 10 years after. Boy, we could drink back then. The last of the 3 weeks, I had a panic mode set in because I got to write, you know, quite a lot of songs now. And there's no chance, I thought. So anyway, so I got up this Monday morning of the last week, picked up my guitar, and before lunch, I wrote Show Me the Way. And I thought that was way too much work, and I had to stop and go and have a swim. So I went out and had a swim, had some lunch, came back in and thought, well, same day this is, let's try this again. So I picked up the guitar, sat outside and under the palm trees there, and as the sun was setting, I wrote this one.
Sunday, the day two.
this guitar is the one that I lost for 30 years. Went down in a plane crash in 1980, and this is the one that I played with Humble Pie, and it's on the front cover of Crime That Comes Alive. And 30 years later, I got an email to my website. I opened it up, and there's 12 forensically taken shots of this guitar today. So the tail broke off of the plane, and apparently this survived, but someone took it. So 2 years later, I got them to come up from Venezuela and brought it back to me. And the first number that I played it with the band when we first got it back is this one.
Yeah.